Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD or iHeart or wherever you download us from. Thanks very much for downloading us. We, as usual, are sponsored by Persona. The Bees are always great guest segments, and 10/17 and 10/18, we will have a husband and wife back-to-back, and that is, I think, a first in all the time we've been doing this. Remember, 10/20 will be a special episode on longevity, but we are bringing you, that's both the A and the B, will be one. Since it's our 20th anniversary, you say, wait a second, 20 years times 52 is 1040, yes, but the episode between Christmas and New Year's is always a rerun, a best of, if you will, for the year. So it's 1020 is our 20th anniversary. So I'm going to talk about what the science of longevity is coming to, that is the future. And we're having a kind of a foreshadowing of that today with Fred Herbert, who wrote the Longevity Codes, a book, and runs and manages and authors and is the lead behind longevitycodes.com, which is a wonderful website and a set of interviews as well. We'll be with him in a second. But I should remind you that I'm always excited that we are sponsored by Persona Nutrition. If you're confused about vitamins or supplements, Persona experts cut through the hype and confusion. Imagine supplements customized to your needs. Visit mypersona.com. You can take the free online assessment. It is absolutely free. Talk to a nutritionist there. See what you're missing or if you're not missing anything. It is a free assessment. Thank you, Persona, for sponsoring us. The A segments always are the news of the week, except for that 10/20. And the Bs are always wonderful guests. And I expect today's guest will be just spectacular, even better than anyone I could imagine. It is Fred Herbert. And Fred, how did you get involved in writing the Longevity Codes and starting that website?
Well, thanks for having me on. Really, I got interested in longevity primarily because of my wife. I have been married for almost 19 years now to a health and wellness expert. So Tracy wrote the book with me, and she has been helping people with health and wellness, particularly in the diabetes space, for many, many years. And I've mostly been in the business world and helping, you know, Fortune 10 companies with the business transformations, and realized that some of the strategies I use for helping businesses actually even apply to health and wellness. For example, when I'd help a company, the first thing we would do is figure out where they're at and assess their current situation, then figure out a plan for how we're going to turn things around and then execute the plan. And that really kind of applies to health. You know, we need to figure out where we're at on our health and what are we going to do about it and then execute on that and, you know, take action. And, you know, but here I was 10 years ago, about 40 pounds overweight and on three medications. And I was just kind of going down and downhill spiral and feeling like I was an old person, and it really kind of scared me. And here I am with a wife who's a wellness expert, and yet I'm not practicing what she's teaching. And so that light bulb finally went off. I started listening to what she had to say, realizing that my future wasn't going to look too bright if I didn't kind of change course. So that's really kind of got me on this path of moving more on the health side. I was able to lose that weight, get off all my medications, and see that, you know, practicing those kind of strategies really can make a difference. And then it got me really interested in how, you know, now I'm 66 years old now, so, longevity is more and more important to me. And I just really realized, I hear so many people talking about, well, they're not sure they even like the idea of getting older because they're either afraid of it. They think their older years will not, that they'll lose mental clarity. They won't be strong enough. And their idea of what longevity is all about is kind of scary to them. And I certainly didn't want to have that for myself. And I wanted to start teaching others and sharing a different message of it doesn't have to be that way. And I know that's what you do as well. And, love your concept on longevity and how you can make a difference.
When you go through your book, The Longevity Codes, its subtitle is Live Longer, Stay Healthy, Remain Independent. Obviously, there's some really outstanding chapters in here, and it's presented in such a great way. It almost makes everyone else in the field envious. But the one of the interesting things is you talk about critical cell signaling, as well as redox molecules. Can you help people understand those? Much of the rest of it we'll get to, I hope to get to as well in this interview, but let's start with the toughest ones. So critical care signaling and redox molecules.
Well, as I started doing research, especially when I got into an understanding of redox signaling, and that was, for people that don't know, about 20 years ago, a scientist won a Nobel Prize for figuring out how the cells really signal. And it's really kind of like the salt water that's down in the cells, how they signal and communicate. And if your cells are not signaling properly, of course, the cells won't be healthy and they won't do their job. And the scientists also figured out that as we get older, from about the age of puberty to the rest of our life, about every 10 years, we lose about 10% of our body's ability to produce those signaling molecules. So as we get older and older, we're not signaling as well as we should. And that causes us to not to recover from injury as well. And just why we won't have the energy that we had when we were kids. When you're a kid, you just can bounce back really quickly. And then, understanding the signaling made me realize that everything, and that's what I talk about in the book so much, is everything's about our cells. I don't know, you probably would know the science better than I, but some scientists say we have about 100 trillion cells. Some people give different numbers. And then some scientists say that we lose about 50 billion dye every day, and then we need to make 50 billion new ones every day. And so it's really, our whole body's all about that cellular health. And that's what I really started focusing on. And we can talk about some of those other things like our mitochondria, but it really made me realize if I focus on the cellular health, everything else will kind of follow. So that's kind of the direction we ended up taking the book.
And talk to me more specifically about that. What do you mean by the signaling molecules, and which are you talking about specifically, and what do you mean by the redox molecules?
Well, the redox molecules are those ROS molecules that actually send out that mitochondrial signal, that energy signal. And, I'm not a scientist, but I got to that understanding that if there's a way of replacing those or helping our body generate more of them, then we will naturally, our cells will be healthier. And so it has to do with that oxidative stress, has to do with our ability for our genes to function properly. And there's just so much science in behind that redox signaling. It's fairly new technology. There's not, although if you go to PubMed right now and put in redox signaling or redox, you can find about 18,000 publications on it. So they're doing more and more studies on it. But I've kind of just focused on trying to make sure that I supplement with it. And there's a liquid where you can drink redox signaling molecules and take them in that way and kind of boost the molecules in your body. But one of the best ways to do it, like almost everything else, is exercise is a good way to boost your molecules.
And what else is in the drink? Can you give us any specifics of, in other words, is it coffee and blueberries, or is it bananas, or what do you, are there some specifics you can help people with?
Actually, the drink that was created by the scientists is actually a liquid that simply has redox signaling molecules in it, and it's lab tested, and they are able to take those electrons and put them into this saline solution and actually boost the redox signaling molecules in it and make them, well, like in our body, for example, redox signaling molecules are very fleeting and they only last seconds, but they were able to figure out how to stabilize the molecules into a liquid so that when you drink them, you can have stabilized molecules. But I must be honest with you, the science of how they do that is beyond me, but there's a lot of research studies on how this is able to boost the cell signaling in our own bodies.
Now, if we go through some of the key concepts or the core concepts, maybe you can talk about them, and I want to concentrate on a couple, if you will. So you start out the book, which is Chapter 1, Foundational Approaches, and you go through a number, I think it is 8 core concepts. Number one is, of course, you are responsible. And although you don't have it as a core concept, you have it as a chapter title about don't go alone. So I wondered if you'd do those two for us in the limited time remaining. And I should tell our listeners, we're talking with Fred Herbert, who is the co-author, along with his wife Tracy, of Longevity Codes. Live Longer, Stay Healthy, Remain Independent is the subtitle. The website, which has a number of wonderful podcasts on it, as well as a whole raft of other material, is longevitycodes.com. So tell us about, if you would, in those few remaining minutes, time always goes too fast on these interviews, about you are responsible and then don't go alone.
Well, I do feel like it all starts with a mindset. If you don't take responsibility for your own healthcare and where you're at, you really won't make the changes necessary, or you'll just be dependent on someone else to tell you what to do. So when we talk about you're responsible, you know, we're big believers in doing our own research and finding, you know, what's really working, applying some of that strategies to ourselves, be our own guinea pigs, and find out how we can really support our cellular health and our overall health. And that's when I mean you're responsible, is you can't turn your health care or your, you know, anything in life really over to someone else. We have to take full responsibility for where we're at and then take that direction of how we're going to move forward. And sometimes we're not always in the best situation, and we have to, like my wife Tracy, for example, you know, she was diagnosed 42 years ago with type 1 diabetes, but yet, even with that setback, she was able to take on those challenges and live a healthy life despite that disease. So that's what we mean by take responsibility for your own health. And when we talk about a team, just we need a team of doctors such as yourself or a support system. It we can't do it alone, and that's where. And we consider, like, you and Dr. Oz and others part of our team, because we're listening and learning from experts like yourself all the time, and we feel like that's part of our team, is getting that good education, that information, and then applying it to our own health and longevity.
We've been talking with Fred Herbert, the author of Longevity Codes, and obviously I could not agree more with him than it takes a team, and it takes you being responsible and renewing that team, because it probably shouldn't be the same team your whole life. But it is a trusted team as well. So Fred Herbert, author of Longevity Codes and proprietor and author of the website longevitycodes.com and of the great podcast Longevity Codes. So I just want to thank you very much for coming on. We are, as usual, sponsored by Persona Nutrition. I'm proud to be sponsored by Persona, the sponsor of our show for, I think, at least 3 years now has been Persona. I use Persona for my personalized supplements. You can too. If you want to have some fun, take the free online assessment to get supplements personalized just for you. Go to mypersona.com. That's mypersona.com. You put my last name in after that, mypersona.com/Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, and I think you get a sizable discount off your first two orders. There is, of course, no obligation at all. This was 1017B of You, the Owner's Manual podcast. Remember, the 1020 will be a special edition reviewing the science of longevity and what we expect going forward. In the meantime, 1028 is Fred Herbert's wife, Tracy, and her story. And I'm not going to talk about her ride for hope, but mainly her tragedy to triumph, lessons from 40 years of beating the odds of diabetes type 1. Thanks very much, and we'll be back next week. And Caitlin, thank you for great engineering, but especially thank you, our listeners. Remember, 50,000 of you a week can't all be wrong. In fact, we think you're really right. We think we've got a great podcast listening group. Thanks very much. We'll be back next week.